Blog Talk Radio.
Thanksgiving gift. And so today I'm going to just give you a Thanksgiving message and I will also share with you a few of the messages that I received from people all over the world. And especially I picked out the messages that I think have touched me in some way and have made me think. So I wanted you to kind of feel them and to see how I felt, because when I'm touched about something, the first thing I want to do is share it here with you. And so now it's time to step into the tsiki zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. I'd like to welcome you to Tsiki Talk, where I'm dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tsiki Talk is where we go from where you are to where you want to be. And today we are going from here to a place where we can be thankful and grateful and really tap into that feeling of complete gratefulness for everything that we have. But before I do that, there was something else that I found on Thanksgiving Day. And also before I read that out, I just want to explain why I'm doing this today and I didn't do it yesterday, because we have a day that we call Thanksgiving, and we have a lot of holidays that are dedicated to specific things. And to me, the most important thing of the holiday is not to walk away the next day and just forget about it. So if we spend the day really thinking, truly thinking about the idea of being grateful and of giving thanks to everything that we have, then it's something that will probably stay with us for the rest of the year, so that we can wake up every morning grateful. We can wake up we can walk away every afternoon grateful for every little thing that we have, and even for every little thing that we perceive that we don't have. And so I specifically wanted to do this a day after the big day of Thanksgiving, because it's kind of a reminder to either agree or disagree with the fact that living in a grateful mode is a much, much better way of living. But one of the challenges that I've had for the past few years on Thanksgiving and on every holiday is my addiction to food. And so I found this article by Jeffrey Oswald, whom, if you're interested in his work, I do have it. I am one of his sponsors or one of his distributors. But this one specifically is an article titled "The Secret of Releasing Any Addiction." And since I'm addicted to food, and I'll tell you how you know you're addicted to food, if you're overweight. And I know that that's even a touchy subject in the United States, because a lot of people perceive themselves as overweight when they're not. So I'm not talking to people that have anorexia or bulimia or bulimia, or people who are not overweight, people who are on a strict diet that weigh 105 pounds. If they get on the scale and weigh 106 pounds, they feel overweight. So this is not what it's for. Their addiction and that kind of problem is not an addiction to food. So this is the secret of releasing any addiction. It could be to food, it could be to anything else. And it really helped me with my food, and I actually did not overeat this Thanksgiving. I would say, if I'm really, really honest with myself, I drank a cup of tea, cold tea, that had too much sugar in it. That was like the extent. But usually on Thanksgiving, I walk around with a really bad stomachache after a meal. So we start this article with a quote by James Baldwin, which says, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, yet nothing can be changed until it is faced." So just because you face your addiction, it doesn't mean that it's going to change overnight. But if you don't face your addiction, for sure it is not going to be changed ever, because that is the first step. Life is meant to be filled with challenges, which are simply opportunities in disguise. That's the cosmic setup which causes everybody to evolve and grow. The real battles you are here to fight are not outside your body with another person or organization or country. This is old school and how the Neanderthal's mind thinks. The evolved being is a deeply responsible and sensitive creature who knows the real war is fought and won within ourselves. Wherever their own personal inner conflict resides, that's where the war is fought and won. Once you find this true, sustainable inner peace that remains regardless of the situation or circumstances you're given, then you found something that will allow you to truly master this world. We're all addicted to something. Every single person on this planet is facing some form of addiction on some level. You may be addicted to a lifestyle or money or a person, maybe a feeling like guilt, neediness, or a memory from your past, maybe a victim story, a repetitive thinking pattern, maybe the high from caffeine, alcohol, sex, cigarettes, food, or perhaps depressing thoughts about your life. Whatever you do, don't judge or criticize yourself for whatever you're addicted to. There's a zillion things that the mind can easily get hooked on. Yet the real question is, are you willing to transcend it? What makes someone an addict versus a user or abuser depends on their level of avoidance to pain and their attachment to pleasure. An addict won't take a few focused minutes to dive into and through the heart-stuck feelings they have inside. They'll find a happy distraction that lets them avoid their feelings, like the TV, alcohol, pot, tobacco. They create an entertaining escape which provides a temporary sense of relief. For me, it's food. The addiction is then slowly formed from the habitual escape route of doing what does not allow you to face those unhappy feelings which you want to ignore or fix or bury deep inside. The addict has found a comfortable velvet rut in the world of avoidance and has accepted the idea that their habit is simply who they are. The addict stops reinventing themselves and lives in a dead, fixed ego paradigm that is not open to a field of infinite possibilities. Once you find out what it is you're addicted to, ask yourself one, or maybe even all of these questions, every morning. They'll help you to regain your awareness of the conscious, sensitive being you truly are. As I did, I asked myself one or two of these questions, and it really helped me a lot. So I'm going to ask to give you the questions to ask yourself. So the question number one is, who am I without this addiction in my life? Who would I be if I were truly free from this addiction this weekend? What would I like to creatively do with this extra time or energy or money that was once spent on this addiction? When I'm free from this addiction, what does my face look like in the mirror? How will my heart feel once it is liberated from this addiction? It may take weeks or months to find your answer, but keep asking these questions over and over until your mind becomes crystal clear on what your personal answers are. Freedom from addiction starts with being a warrior for the truth of who you are. You are not your addiction, no matter how bad it seems. The running water of a stream is not the old river banks which keeps it flowing in the same direction. Who you really are is a constant flow of energy and consciousness. It just so happens that your thoughts and feelings keep moving in this one particular repetitive pattern. If you really want to liberate yourself, start with finding out what your deepest emotional need is that you are not getting met. What feeling is your heart really longing to experience in life, yet is being masked over by this addiction? Make a list of what feelings, thoughts, and sensations you most want to experience, and notice what it's going to take that they're actually the priority over your addictive habit. If you have to have something or someone in this world in order to be happy, then that addictive thing, experience, or person can only cause you to feel powerless in its presence. If you cannot easily say no and be at peace inside without it, then it is destroying your ability to manifest your dream life. The actual powerless experience is what you've become addicted to and is the real culprit. The physical substance is just a cover-up hiding those not-so-happy feelings you're trying to avoid. The real saboteur, however, is the unconscious rut you're willing to live in every day. If you try to push away an addiction without understanding the root of it, you'll only replace it with another better addiction or return to the old habit a few months or years later when a stressful life situation arises. The reason for this is that the unconscious mind is still associating pleasure with the addictive substance. It's only when you bring consciousness into your actual habit that you discover that you've already transcended it. you find this all repetitive pattern in just, it's just lowering your energy and actually not giving you the joy your heart is longing for. Only through consciously meeting with your habit can the mind wake up and truly stop returning to the substance for its pleasure fix. By bringing a conscious state of pure curiosity into your habitual experience in life, your consciousness will naturally unravel. This pattern and unravel this pattern and slowly free you from the addictive identity you've molded around yourself. When you bring consciousness into any experience in life, you transcend the experience no matter what it is. You stop identifying yourself with the experience and the experience having the experience. Something transcendental happens to you and grace opens the doors for you to enter the divine. You find that you are the awareness that is beyond all experience. By consciously experiencing the substance that makes you high and crave for more, you have to surrender every bodily sensation to the experience deeply and completely. Once your body has fully digested the experience, it will naturally let it go on its own accord. For example, if you're addicted to smoking cigarettes, each time you light one up, do the smoking meditation. Bring all your senses to your experience of the cigarette. Consciously inhale the smoke deeply into your lungs and let the smoke fill your entire being from head to toe. It's best to smoke alone so that you will not be disturbed by anyone or anything. Hold the intention to fully explore your addictive substance as if you were going on a date with your most intimate best friend. Get to know the smoking energy intimately, and whatever you do, don't let the mind focus on anything else but the experience of smoking. Each puff of smoke is a very rich experience, and you will want to remain present with it. Just notice how your throat and lungs feel each time. You feel all the sensations it brings to your body. Don't let your mind make any assumptions, expectations, or get distracted by anything but your smoking experience. This is the golden key to transcending your experience, and it can work with any addiction. Once the mind has brought fully waking consciousness into your experience, it's fulfilled and doesn't need to repeat it in the future. It then becomes effortless and easy to give up your addiction. Your system is brilliant, and it simply knows on a deeper level what the greatest joy life has to offer. Once you're fully fulfilled with an experience, you may try to return to it, to do it again many times, but you won't be able to. You'll be satisfied and satiated. And you consciously allow yourself to experience any toxic substance fully, totally, now completely surrender to it. It can no longer have a grasp on you. Please use common sense with this exercise so you don't overdose on any substance. Physical death would defeat the joy of transcending your addiction. It's the suffering ego trip that wants to die, not you. So this is getting curious about what you can do to bring more love, joy, and consciousness into your life. Not hurt. You are the master of your mind. You are always the conscious chooser behind each choice you make. There's nothing that's forcing you to continue having your addiction except your own unwillingness to see it for what it really is. If you really want to let go bad enough, you'll find a way to get over it. You already know that it's not good for you. Yet, when you let this deeper, unfulfilled need to be met from far, from way down inside your craving, from way down inside, your craving will completely lose its drive. You will know exactly where you can find pure joy and happiness again. So be honest with yourself about your feelings. Be real with your pain and find out what truly suits you. This is the fastest way to finding true freedom and actually transcending any addictive habit. Addiction cannot find a place to live in a life that is filled with joy, appreciation, and gratitude. To truly defeat addiction in the short and long haul, you will need to increase your vibration and skyrocket your energy so high that you are naturally up your life. Life is already so amazing in its ordinary state without a toxic substance. The key is the level of consciousness you're bringing to your experience of life. A life filled with consciousness is a life of mastery, lightness, and love. You will find success in everything that you do, and only through consciousness can you discover that you have the power that you need to move beyond any addiction. My invitation for you this week is that you bring a deeper inquiry and curiosity into what you are addicted to. Befriend your addiction so that you get to know yourself on a much more intimate level. Discover what painful feeling or memory this habit is covering up for you. Look at what you most don't want to feel. Dig deep inside yourself and let your addiction be the guide that pushes you deeper within. Let it entice you to understand who and what you really are. There's an amazing strength inside you that is powerful enough to let go of all your addiction. By getting to know yourself on a very deep, meaningful level, you're taking back the reins and empowering yourself with the strength to let it all go. The discovery of who you truly are is huge and may be the main underlying reason your soul decided to take on this habit in the first place. And so you can see why this is appropriate for Thanksgiving, because the idea of being grateful, thankfulness, is so, 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 so powerful that you really can find the answer to so many things, so many different aspects of life just by being grateful. And so here's a few messages that I got for Thanksgiving. First of all, I'd like to thank you to Annie and Robert for your support and your loyalty and help. You're the rock that I stand upon today and the inspiration that keeps me going. So thank you. And to my dear listener, Steph and I would like to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. We hope you're able to be with the ones you love today and celebrate the wonderful blessings that we all share as citizens of this great, amazing nation. We also wish to extend our thanks to everything that has happened this past year. We look forward to helping you achieve your goals in this coming year, and we hope to see you in January at a great event that we have planned for you in the gallery. To your quantum leap, to you making the difference in the world. As Tom Brokaw used to say, it's easy to make a buck. It's a lot tougher to make a difference. And then I got another message from Bo Easton, and it's about telling your story. And obviously that touched me because we are about telling my story and your story, because your story is so important. The message today is simple, but it's easily the one that means the most of all, the most all year. I'm so grateful for everyone in this community. Time and time again, you show me how thoughtful, locked in, and driven you are to be the best. The more you bring, the more I bring, and it's a really gift to be able to stand on this kind of stage with you. Your voice is driving the whole thing because it makes up the foundation of this, of Tippy Talk, and of what we're building together. The moment I found my voice and my story and I began to share it is the very moment I started living on my terms. No more waiting to be chosen. It's what I want you to do. Start today by leading with your story. And from my family to yours, enjoy spending the time together on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Be present for every moment and use it to share more of yourself with one another. That's a message that I have and that Bo Easton sent me that I thought was beautiful. And then I have another message, which is from Christy Howe. And what she says is, here in the U.S., we're celebrating Thanksgiving, which brings up the question, what are you thankful for? And my answer is, I'm thankful for you. Okay, with this message, here in the U.S., we're celebrating Thanksgiving. I don't like it. I really don't like it. It's kind of separating U.S. from the rest of the world. So what I would say is, today we're celebrating Thanksgiving, which brings up the question, thankful for. And my answer is, I am thankful for you, and I'm thankful for a million other things. But answer that question, what are you thankful for, and make a list, and keep that list with you for the rest of the year. And finally, in closing, a message from Neil Donald Walsh, the man I'm going to spend New Year's Eve with, and thousands of others that are planning to gather with Neil Donald Walsh in Medford, Oregon. So I hope to see you there. That gratitude in advance is the most powerful creative force in the universe. Most people do not know this yet. It is true. Expressing thankfulness in advance is the way of all masters. So do not wait for a thing to happen and then give thanks. Give thanks before it happens and watch energies swirl. To thank God before something occurs is an act of extraordinary faith. And that, of course, is with the power of Giving Day. And again, he says in the USA, which drives me crazy, in Thanksgiving Day, why not make it Thanksgiving Day in the hearts of people everywhere in the world all the time? Think about that message. Powerful Thanksgiving message. And the kind of message that we all need to think about each and every day, in each and every way. And so, stay thankful, stay happy, and most of all, stay true to yourself and let your magic be, let your talent be your potion. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Flying high like a bird with your aviation.